Dermot and Dave, it's Today FM 087-4100-102. You want to get in touch today by WhatsApp or by text message. That is the number to use, 087-4100-102.
How are you for a bedroom tax? Would you like another tax? The Gaelic government is absolutely brilliant at just lying in bed at night with their hands behind their head, staring up at the ceiling, coming up with new ways to tax us. The bedroom tax is the latest one that they have suggested. So basically, is if you're in a house and maybe all your kids have moved out and you finally paid off your mortgage, you're in your house, the government want to step in at that very moment and go, do you know what? You need to get out because other people need to get in here. So you should downsize now because you're basically wasting space.
The house that you have worked your whole life to own, to pay off, and then to decide to live in for the rest of your life, they go, no.
This was the Owen Murphy, the housing minister, decided that people shouldn't be in homes that are too big for them. It's not economic from a housing point of view. Well, maybe from an economical standpoint, but what about life and the area that we love and our communities and everything we've worked for our entire life? Oh, by the way, paying taxes all the way up until that point. So it just seems a little bit cheeky. Now, in fairness, they did put out a survey and the Department of Housing and asked people, would they like a tax?
And what did people say, Dermot?
Amazingly, they came back and said, no, actually, yeah. And then they said, well, why? Why wouldn't you move out of your house, though? Because 65% of people said, it ain't happening. It's extremely unlikely. And 14% more said, it's unlikely. And a whopping 4% said that they would probably downsize.
The scariest thing about this survey is that 5% of people said, yeah, I would like a tax. Who are they?
I have too much money.
Yeah, please take some more off me.
Yeah, so anyway, it was a great survey. And the house owners came back and not surprisingly said, do you know what? You've had enough of everything. And this, finally, we've managed to get ourselves through a banking crisis and bailing out banks who are still screwing us to the wall with really high interest rates. And you know what? I've managed to pay off my mortgage or maybe nearly pay off my mortgage. And I'm not moving. Like, and then they were asked, like, well, why? Why won't you? And people said things, really weird things, like emotional attachment to their home and friendships and the community they've lived in for years. But who would have thought that those things were so fickle, aren't we? We just pick these little random things and decide, no, do you know what? I'm not going to move into a house that, by the way, you can't provide because there are no houses. So
don't people say that moving house is one of the most stressful things you can do? So can you imagine, like, I'm thinking of my parents now who are in their 70s, like, they have worked their whole lives to live where they live. And yes, it's a big house with two people in it. But like,
oh, spongers.
Yeah, how dare they?
Lording it up in their mansion.
Well, they've shut off the East Wing. They don't go in there. They only go in there for Christmas dinner.
Well, only the butler is allowed in there.
But like the stress on my parents if they went, yeah, we're going to move to an apartment, even if it was down the road.
Yeah, because like, the stuff in my attic at the minute is bananas, but the stuff that they gather over the years, like photos and so it's not just a case of I'll just take all the stuff out of my wardrobe and the pots and pans and off I go.
What if you're not in a position? What about, like, there's so many things that just aren't even taken into account. What about your health? Like, maybe health-wise, you're not in a position to move. And as Dave says, moving, community, all the things that are shown to actually help our health, you know, being close to friends, family, a sense of community, all those things. If you start to just throw in a huge element of upheaval at a particularly vulnerable time in your life, if your health isn't good, that's not a particularly helpful thing to happen. Oftentimes, people are you're destined to live longer, scientifically proven, if you are surrounded by people and a network of support.
And my wife's parents have done the opposite. They actually have downsized because they needed to move. They were out in a rural area and they wanted to move into a community. And now they've sold their car, they can walk to the shops, they're surrounded by people and friends and neighbours and all that. It's actually worked better for them to move into an urban area. Okay, they downsized, but like they're exceptional circumstances.
So you've just changed your argument to it's a good idea.
No, I'm saying there are exceptional circumstances
and
in which it can
they're
work.
Right. You're the 5% who voted for the tax. And also, who's to say, just because you may not have a human physically sleeping in a bedroom, you may be using it as something else. Yeah. It could be an office. It could be a gym. It could be a place where you do your yoga. It could be a meditation room.
Hey, it could be what my dad did in the 80s when he lost his job and he turned one of the bedrooms into a clutch riveting room. He bought a massive machine that riveted clutch plates and used to get boxes of broken clutches, fix them, rivet them back together, and then bring them back to the car parts place. And we had no bedroom. Like, that was just the way life was.
Unlike your dad, your story isn't riveting.
My family tale.
I can only imagine, right? I'm in the early stages, obviously, of raising a family and filling the bedrooms. Mm. And I can only imagine having a house where there's actually extra room to put my stuff and there are no kids' things all over the place.
You're thinking so walk-in wardrobes.
Totally. That's exactly what I would have. Like a walk-in wardrobe. And even in my own home place, my mother, the minute we moved, so my mother has a whole wardrobe dedicated to her wool stash.
Yeah.
Because she does a lot of knitting and stuff. And my dad has like his guitar and his office in the other room. Mm. But when we moved out, like, we were all very, oh, how am I going to tell my parents I'm moving out? They're going to be devastated. And when we tell them, oh, we're going to move out, me and my brother did it together, we moved out. And they said, okay, you're going to have to take all of your stuff. We were like, what? That's not how they do it in the movies. It's going to take all of my stuff.
It's called moving out.
Yeah, you have to take all of your stuff and move out. And I was like, oh, well, okay. And then, so we each, there's five of us in our house. Yeah. So we each individually moved out. But the last one to move out only moved out a year ago. And her stuff was all still there.
So she is like
she's
the movies.
She's the baby. And when I go in and I stay there, I'm like, oh, Katie's stuff is still everywhere.
Her so, Boyzone posters are still on the wall.
Is she coming back? Or, oh, no. She just has a really small room.
They probably want some memory of you. Obviously, for you, they changed the locks.
Yeah.
But for Katie, they want
the
something.
The other four, they just wanted rid of.
Someone wants to know, is the spare bedroom in Dermot's house used as the grow house for his alter ego, Dermot J. Logan?
Yeah, bringing in those heat lamps today. Yeah. Look, you got to supplement the income, don't you?
Yeah. And you've a lot of tax to pay.
It's better than a Spanish student in the bedroom, you know, let's face it. But yeah, I just think it's absolutely laughable and so typical of what the government are doing these days, in that they have made an absolute hames of housing in this country by doing zip. And you can't blame the recession for the entire 10 years. Yeah, sure, the years after the crash, nothing was really built. But they sat on their hands for the last few years and nothing got built. And now, instead of fixing it and reassuring us, saying, hey, look at this massive housing project, look, I've just cut the ribbon on a homeless shelter, none of this happens. But instead they turn to us and they say, do you know what? It's your fault. See that house you worked all your life for? You should feel guilty about that now, because there's probably someone around the corner who needs to get into that bedroom. It's not going to work.
But also they sit in the wings and they go, so you say you've worked all your life, you've paid for your house, you've spent the majority of your life paying for your house. And then you go, do you know what? Dave has been so good to me, I'm going to leave that to him. And then they're just waiting on the sideline going, what? Oh, what? You're going to give that house to Dave? You want to give that house to Dave? And then they come to Dave and they go, hey, you're going to have to pay us like a certain amount in tax for that house. And you're like, but hang on.
It's inheritance tax.
Yeah, yeah. But you've already paid for it. So I don't understand
the way it
works.
There's taxes everywhere you look. Everywhere you turn, people are saying, as Dermot said, they're lying in bed at night with their hands behind their heads going, what else can we do? Who else can we tax? Someone says, my parents are in their 80s. It would be far too traumatic for them to move house, and they've great support from their neighbours, which they need. Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
It's because, you know, it's when you get a load of accountants deciding how your communities and how your social existence is going to work. It doesn't work. You can't. You can't have a bean counter deciding your quality of life.
Excel sheets decide everything, Dermot. You know it.
Yeah. Hey, lads. Interesting discussion regarding older people moving out of their homes. Would love to see Owen Murphy moving his parents. My parents are still in relatively good health but are preparing for the future by putting a shower room and toilet downstairs. What about those people who have put in the money and effort to adapt their homes for their later lives, says Brona and Swords. Well, that's it. It doesn't take anything into account, these kinds of bedroom taxes.
Well, here's a proposal. What if you knock all your inner walls down and have no rooms, just one massive open plan house? Like, how do you police this?
Well, you can't. That's kind of the problem with it. Keep shouting, read the tax, lads. I'm fuming. How dare they? I drove from Cavan to Dublin to work at night with no motorway. I'm a female, paid off mortgage, 24 years up and down the road, one child, a four-bedroom house, and now you're telling me to get out? Please shout this out.
Lainey's been on to us.
A lot more sense if they incentivise people to downgrade instead of trying to put another tax on them. So, you know, people might like their area and might like their community, but they also might feel that their house is a little bit too big. Whereas, you know, if there was maybe some sort of a bonus in it for them to downgrade.
Wouldn't the government just go, the bonus is you sold your big house, got loads of money, and then bought a small one? Sure,
which you also
grand.
Pay capital gains on.
Yeah.
I mean, the government doesn't tend to do incentives very well, and only will do an incentive after everyone has yelled and screamed about the initial tax that they suggested. Mm. I mean, it's like the e-scooters. As soon as, you know, thousands of people around the country decided, actually, this is a really easy way to get to work, I'm not taking up space on the road, it's actually very good for the environment. As soon as people started taking the initiative themselves and moving out of cars and into those things, first reaction, and I think it was Fianna Fáil behind this, was how do we tax this? Mm. How do we restrict this? People are getting away with murder here. How are they allowed to go around on these things and we're not getting anything out of it? Instead of going, wow, people are actually beating us to it here. They're taking the initiative. How do we make it easier for people to get onto e-scooters? How do we make it safer for them? How do we incentivize people to use these e-scooters? How do we reward them for taking the initiative? Not how do we get some money out of them for what they're doing, because they're clearly getting away with something.
Fiona in South Tip says, are we going back to the times of 150 years ago where Ireland was taxed on the number of windows a house had? We're moving backwards in town, not progressing, says Fiona.
Someone says, this bedroom tax thing is such a joke. My parents have just hit retirement age. They bought their house in 1976. It was a shell. My dad and granddad rebuilt it and fixed it up over a few years until it was a home for them to raise their three children. It is beautiful, and they have spent years and probably thousands developing the garden. Dad planted a forest, a huge vegetable patch, and my mom has hundreds of shrubs and flowers. This is what they do all day now. And some dope in the Dáil wants to either tax them for owning a house with extra bedrooms or force them to move into an apartment that's, quote, more suitable for their needs. Get a grip.